more or less had me on as their stepchild.
Oh. I mean,
but see, what they were doing, I was protecting Garnett. I didn't know he had seizures, and they didn't tell me he had seizures. But they knew that I would take care of him if he did have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, his daddy had a 41 Chevrolet, man, we used to something else, and we just dated together, and were together all the time. And the first time I ever knew he had seizures, I picked this gal up at the show.
The one you were telling us about.
In the 41 Chevrolet. And we was headed to Morgan Falls to his girlfriend's house, and we crossed the river. Just before we went on the river bridge, I noticed he ran off of the road. Well, I was so busy playing with Dot that I didn't pay any attention to him because I hadn't seen her all week. But when we went on across the river, used to go across the river and curve like that, and it was a big high bank there. I mean, it was high slope, and he ran up that bank, and I don't feel like it leaned over on its side.
Mm.
And there I am in that curved over car with Dot. I'd stole out of the theater, and I opened my door up and got down and pulled her out and pulled him out. Got out there on the road and flagged some boys down, and I said, let's turn this car back up. And we turned it back up on there, and we got it and drove it back uptown and let her out to show. We didn't get to Morgan Falls that day.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he's all right. He just crashed out and didn't come back.
Yeah.
But then after that, I knew what was going on, but they were real good to me, and I was good to him.
So that was one of your best friends, huh?
Yeah.
Did he stay around here?
Yeah, he's still here. He turned out to be an alcoholic, and still is. But then the old man, Charlie, was there. He was a big rabbit hunter, deer hunter, fisherman. He had a place down on the river. Some of those boys down on the hill at poor folks, and they'd feed his dogs and do things for him, and then he'd take them. Once a year, he'd have a big cookout for them or take them rabbit hunting or something, you know, and he was a good man. Everybody liked Mr. Charlie. And most of the guys down on the hill would fight you for Mr. Charlie because they liked what he'd done for them. But I don't know the difference now. And there wasn't a lot of difference in both folks and folks that had money like there is now. The upper crust don't seem to even want to associate or fellowship with the poor folks, you know. But and we had a few big heirs, Roswell King and people like that, the Ruskins, and some of them thought they were, had the idea that they were better than the rest of us, but they weren't. That's the thing about, I tell these kids, I say, hey, you're just as good as anybody, and they're just as good as you are. Don't ever get the idea you better than that guy, because you ain't no better than he ain't no better than you are. You're all equal. You might do different and act different, but it's not just because he's got it and you don't make the difference. We're all human.
Yeah.
And we all depend on somebody else. Nobody can survive on its own. I had a guy in Roswell, a builder, one time sitting at Staples drugstore. Something come up and somebody said something. I don't know what it was, but he said, I don't need no so-and-so body. I can make it, I'll do my own. I looked him right straight in the face. I said, you are just about as crazy as you can live. What? I said, you just made a statement that you don't realize how stupid it is. What? I said, you said you didn't need him. I don't. I said,